Hello and welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damien Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 17, and I'm calling it A Small Gift During Your Dark Days of Online Obscurity. Now let me explain. So, are you familiar with the Greek hero Ulysses, right? He's the hero of Homer's Odyssey, and he also plays a key role in the Iliad. These are both poems you were probably forced to read in high school, and I do air quotes around these when I say poems because, well, to be honest, they read more like novels, right? Well, I have a poem about Ulysses I want to read. Fortunately, it's not nearly as long as a novel. The poem is called Ulysses, and it's written by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Tennyson was a Victorian writer from 1809 to 1892. He was very, very famous in his time when poets were famous and when poets were valued. In fact, he was official poet for Queen Victoria. Think of him as a rock star. All right, so in this poem, Tennyson imagines the old hero at home. He's restless, even though he rules as king of Ithaca among the domestic peace. So we feel Ulysses craving adventure, something more exciting than governing a rugged people, making laws. I mean, he's happy. So Ulysses is happy, but he yearns for something more. And this poem is personal because I stumbled upon it during a very difficult time in my life. This was a time when I felt trapped and anxious, and I felt forgotten. I felt lost. To be honest, I was depressed. I was very, very depressed. And this was in late September 2011, when Occupy Wall Street was everywhere. You remember Occupy Wall Street, right? All right. So I longed to drop everything I was doing and join the movement because what I was doing at the time was killing me. And so this poem came into my life, and it was one of those things that kept me afloat, that gave me life. It's aspirational in that way, which is important because we should have goals and dreams that drive us. And this poem reminded me of my own dreams and hopes I'd forgotten. We find out Ulysses had hopes and dreams, things he still wanted to conquer and experience, even though he was old, even though his body was warped from wars and fierce weather. So I want to share this poem with you because I hope it encourages you in your journey as an online writer, and it reminds you about your very own hopes and dreams, right? And especially during the dark days of online obscurity, right? This is a time, it could be like war, be a time like fierce weather, right? When you're trying to slog it out and get the attention. And besides, like I said in the last episode, there might be something you can steal from this poem, a sentence, a quote, a word that you can use in your own work, right? There will be a transcript of this poem on the site at rainmaker.fm/draft. Just look for the episode. Anyway, this is Ulysses by Alfred Lord Tennyson. It little profits that an idle king by this still hearth among these barren crags, matched with an aged wife, I meet and dole unequal laws unto a savage race that hoard and sleep and feed and know not me. I cannot rest from travel. I will drink life to the lees. All times I have enjoyed greatly have suffered greatly, both with those that loved me and alone. On shore, and when through scudding drifts the rainy high 80s vexed the dim sea, I am become a name. For always roaming with a hungry heart, much have I seen and known. Cities of men and manners, climates, councils, governments, myself not least, but honored of them all. And drunk delight of battle with my peers, far on the ringing plains of windy Troy, I am part of all that I have met. Yet all experience is an arch wherethrough gleams that untraveled world whose margin fades forever and forever when I move. How dull it is to pause, to make an end, to rust unburnished, not to shine in use. As though to breathe were life, life piled on life were all too little, and of one to me little remains. But every hour is saved from that eternal silence, something more, a bringer of new things. And vile it were for some three suns to store and hoard myself and this gray spirit yearning and desire to follow knowledge like a sinking star beyond the utmost bond of human thought. This is my son, mine own Telemachus, to whom I leave the scepter and the isle, well loved of me, discerning to fulfill this labor by slow procedure to make mild a rugged people, and through soft degrees subdue them to the useful and the good. Most blameless is he, centered in the sphere of common duties, decent not to fail an office of tenderness, and pay meet adoration to my household gods when I am gone. He works his work, I mine. And there lies the port, the vessel puffs her sail, there gloom the dark broad seas, my mariners, souls that have toiled and wrought and thought with me, that ever with a frolic welcome took the thunder and the sunshine. And opposed free hearts, free foreheads, you and I are old. Old age hath yet his honor and his toil. Death closes all, but something before the end, some work of noble note may yet be done. Not unbecoming men that strove with gods. The lights begin to twinkle from the rocks. The long day wanes. The slow moon climbs. The deep moans round with many voices. Come, my friends. It is not too late to seek a newer world. Push off and sitting well in order, smite the sounding furrows. For my purpose holds to sail beyond the sunset and the baths of all the western stars until I die. It may be that the gulfs will wash us down. It may be we shall touch the happy isles and see the great Achilles, whom we knew. Though much is taken, much abides, and though we are not now the strength which in old days moved earth and heaven, that which we are, we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts made weak by time and fate, but strong in will to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. That's it. Until next time, dear listener.